This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 8th Jul, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying a pleasant night, while in Jerusalem, the skies remain clear. Perfect weather if you're out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that Iranian strikes have violated the Memorandum of Understanding with the U.S. earlier this hour. Ceasefire talks will continue, according to Macron. Also, anger erupts in Beirut as Hezbollah faces criticism for aiding Khamenei and Sinwar. This comes from Israel Hayom around 5 hours ago. Also this hour, the destruction at Khamenei's residence has been revealed after U.S. attacks. Walla reports this just coming in. Separately, Ayman Odeh breaks the Israeli boycott of the UN Secretary General by meeting him in New York. This from Israel Hayom earlier today. And finally, the Times of Israel reports that Trump declared the Iran MOU over. He stated military actions will resume tonight, but diplomatic talks can continue. From X, the latest. I-24 News English posted just minutes ago that President Trump remains committed to supporting Israel, emphasizing that America first doesn't mean America alone. Open Source Intel, an analyst account, posted 8 minutes ago about U.S. fighter jets or bombers moving across the Mediterranean. In a post from earlier, U.S. Central Command announced that over 20 Navy warships are patrolling Middle Eastern waters, underscoring their military strength and commitment to regional stability. Now for more on those stories, starting with the latest from the Jerusalem Post. French President Emmanuel Macron has stated that despite the Iranian attacks, ceasefire discussions will proceed. This follows earlier comments by Trump indicating an end to the interim agreement with Iran. The situation remains tense, with regional and global powers watching closely. Turning to tensions in Lebanon, Israel Hayom reports that the Falange Party in Beirut has criticized Hezbollah for its support of Iran's Khamenei and Hamas leader Sinwar. Sami Gemayel, a parliament member, expressed concerns about Hezbollah's actions entangling Lebanon further into the conflict. This political fallout could impact Lebanon's internal stability. Meanwhile, Walla reveals that U.S. forces have targeted Khamenei's residence, escalating military responses against Iran. The attacks come as part of a broader strategy by the U.S. Central Command in retaliation for prior Iranian aggression. The impact on Iran's leadership could shift the power dynamics within the country. Separately, Ayman Odeh's meeting with the UN Secretary General in New York defies a previously announced Israeli boycott. This move, reported by Israel Hayom, could affect Israel's diplomatic standing at the UN. The meeting raises questions about the future of Israel's international relations. And finally, from the Times of Israel, President Trump has reiterated his firm stance against Iran, calling the regime scum. Despite resuming military hostilities, he remains open to dialogue, signaling a complex approach to foreign policy. This ongoing conflict could have lasting effects on regional peace efforts. On the economic front, first, Katek reports that Asaf Rappaport, founder of Wiz, is expanding his media ventures with a $27 million investment in Israel Entertainment. This move could reshape Israel's digital media landscape. Separately, Bank Hapoalim has launched a new platform aimed at children aged 8 and up, according to Israel Hayom Business. This initiative allows parents to manage junior accounts through the bank's app, promoting financial literacy from a young age. And finally, Globes reports a narrowing fiscal deficit for Israel, thanks to a surge in tax revenues. This development could provide more leeway for government spending and economic planning. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 8 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.